Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Carissus Yud Gimel, Carissus 13b, pagination is 26, counting one line up from the bottom of the page, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. Yesh ochal achilo achas, it's possible for a person to eat one portion, v'chayavim oleo arba'o chataos, and because of the unique nature of what he did, he's in four violations of chatos, va'osham echad, and one violation that would precipitate a karban osham. So five violations in total for this one act of swallowing. But some of them are chatos-type sin offerings, and one of them is an osham-type sin offering. Here's the case. Tamei she'ochal chelev, a person who's ritually impure, and he ate forbidden fat, v'hunosar min ha-mukdashim, which is leftovers, expired, of kodshim, b'yom ha-kippurim, and he did it on Yom Kippur. So the fact that he's eating chaylev straight away is prohibited. And apparently that iser exists even though it's kodshim. The fact that it's leftovers is in addition to the incompatibility of the tamei with the kodesh, but nosar in addition, and apparently it's still regarded as kodesh, even as it is nosar, expired of the time limit that it's allowed to be eaten. And add Yom HaKippurim to that, and you have your five. If you take a look at Rashi, the last four lines of Rashi, Chad mishum de'ochal kodesh betuma, he ate kodesh in a state of impurity. Then there's the chelev, then there's the nosar, then there's the Yom HaKippurim, and then there's the osham because of me'ila stealing from kodshim. That's the basic presentation of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Imhaya Shabbos, if it was Shabbos, Vehotzio, and he took it out, transferring it from one area to another, from a private domain to a public domain, for example, Chayiv, he would be obligated one additional Chatos for Chilul Shabbos. It is interesting that Rabbi Meir chose the case of Shabbos. We were already talking about Yom Kippur, when you're not allowed to eat at all. And Yom Kippur also has the laws of not transferring things. For some reason, Reb Meir chose Shabbos. But in any case, he adds the laws of Hotza'ah to the mix. And Reb Meir comes up with a sixth violation. Amru lo, and the Chachamim, the first opinion, respond, Eino min Hashem, that's not part of the same type of prohibition, the eating, the act of eating prohibition. It's very nice. You throw in a totally different thing, but that's not one act. You could be doing other things at the same time, and that's more violations. This is reminiscent, for example, of the Mishnah in Makos, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Yesh Choresh Telem Echad V'chayiv Olav Mishum Shmona Lavin. It's possible to plow one furrow and be in violation, eight different violations, like eight different malchus. For example, hachoresh bishor vachamor, you harness two animals that are not compatible, an ox and a donkey, vehem mukdashim, and they belong to hektish, vikelayim bekerem, and you're plowing a case of forbidden mixtures of planting, uvashvius, and it's the seventh year, it's Shemitah, v'yamtif, and it's yamtif too. So between all of these things, you end up with a lot of lavim for one act. V'kohen, v'nazir beveis hatoma, and he's a kohen, and a nazir, and he's in a cemetery. So that adds Chananya ben Chakinoi Omer afalovish kalayim. You know, you could have him wearing kalayim at the same time. in which case he's violating even more things. Amrulo, and they responded, Eino min hashem. That's not part of the one act. You could do lots of things. You probably kill somebody at the same time too. But that's not the one act. The one act that we described was the furrow. Amalohem, and Chanina ben Chakinoi responded, Afa nozir lo min hashem. Nozir and Kohen in a Beis HaTumah is also not part of the act that he's doing. You want to stick to the act, so stick to the topic of the furrow that's being dug. The fact that it happens to be a cemetery, that's not relevant. And here also, we're left trying to analyze, is the fact that he walked out with this thing on Shabbos in his mouth considered part of this process, accumulating lavin from the same act, or it's like the Chachamim say, Eino min hashem, it's a different topic. Tosfos, the top Tosfos on the next page, third line, gives us a phenomenal insight into Reb Meir. He says that carrying, or transfer as we like to call it, means that you picked it up in one domain, transferred it to another domain, and put it down. This is explicitly in the first Mishnah in Shabbos, that if a person did not do all three parts, he would not be in the violation on a biblical chatos level. And therefore, we need somehow that this portion of Chelev, that's Nosar, that's from Kodshim, on Yom Kippur, we need it somehow to land somewhere, to be put down somewhere, if this is to be a malacha. And Reb Meir's insight is that the putting down, which he was discussing, was b'liyasa hu hanachasa, when you swallow it and it comes to rest in your body, it's now part of your body as opposed to being held in your mouth. So that is its hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim, if you're transferring from Yochid to Rabim. And therefore, Reb Meir held that the act of swallowing is indeed creating this new obligation simultaneously with the same act, with the same activity. So this is definitely different than just wearing kelayim at the same time, or even the Kohen and Nazir in the Beis HaTumah, which is also not directly the act of plowing the furrow. Even so, whereas Reb Meir says, I have another lav for you, as he swallows, as Tosfos explains it, it's being put down, and therefore I have another lav that's chatas oriented from the same act, the Chachamim say, Eino min hashem, that's a different angle on the same act. We were talking about eating something that has so many different names and roles that the eating has multiple prohibitions associated with it. You're giving us a phenomenal curveball that as you swallow, something else is happening. But that's not the essence of the swallowing. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.